This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, we had a very tantalizing sting at the beginning of our show, but Ando is here to tell us more about the new thing in sumo, the new phenomenon that's going to be catching the nation. Tell us more.
You bet. Well, you know, like sumo is whilst it's known as a sport, it's also arguably an art form about poise and grace and samurai-like honor. It's, you know, it's been around a while. Well, I stumbled across this article, this story on the Sora News 24, which is a Japanese site. And this company, the actual journalism company, used this as a team-building activity. It's called nipple sumo.
What?
Nipple sumo, which is just plain crazy. Let me read from the article because it's going to do it better justice. Here at Sora News 24 offices, when we're not hard at work bringing you the journalism that the underbelly of Japan's subculture, we're coming up with new ways to strengthen the bonds of our team. What the? So I need to paint the picture. Imagine I have two pegs and I attach them to my nipples and then they're connected with rope or string and you have two pegs and then we do like a tug of war.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Look, I can imagine this happening in a certain context, you know, maybe in the bedroom. I'm like, ooh, yeah, you know, if that's your deal, I can see this. But I think you prefaced your story as this being a corporate team building exercise.
Maybe not in Australia, but yeah, so imagine like here at the Joy Studios, we've got Bloody Marys, come on, team building time,
and woo!
Greta opens the drawer, pulls out the pet. No. Now, I did do some more thorough research and went, you know what, do women do this or is it, because all the videos on YouTube that I was seeing were mainly men. I couldn't find women. I didn't look too hard, but wow, seriously. Wow. So it got me wondering, you know, over the years, all the crazy team-building activities you've had to do at work, like the stuff, hold hands and sing kumbaya, or, you know, so I want to ask the question, you know, what's the weirdest team-building activity that you've had to do at work? Text us on 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au and tell us, what is the weirdest team-building activity that you've had to do?
I just want to follow up with that nipple sumo as well, because now I'm actually getting into the logistics.
She's doing hand actions here.
I am, just because it's not enough just, I know, I understand that radio being an audio format, but so I'm just wondering, do you sort of have to like try and pull the other peg off the other person?
So or are you, imagine we're standing like 2-3 metres apart, connected by rope and pegs.
Yes. Okay.
And it's like 1, 2, 3. And the winner, I think, I still haven't worked out whether it's the winner is the one with the pegs still on or the one without the pegs, but both scream. I suggest you check it out.
It's kind of like a Lady in the Tramp, but then what? Also when someone has a heart attack and you need to like defibrillate them back to life. That's what I'm kind of picturing here.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, food for thought. Food for thought.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.